EHR implementation issues in long-term care. In the long-term care setting, the patients are generally called residents. Not only are the individuals receiving nursing care, but they also are permanently residing at the facility. In this case, the nursing facility becomes the residence. Sometimes the long-term care facilities are divided as to the level of care provided. There may be residents who are receiving non-skilled care who simply require assistance with the activities of daily living. There are facilities that focus on providing Alzheimer's disease care, units that provide skilled nursing care, and rehabilitation facilities that focus on short-term patients. The long-term care industry is among the highest regulated industries in the U.S. Facilities participating in Medicare and Medicaid must comply with federal regulations. Each state has separate licensure laws. In the case of overlapping or conflicting laws, the facility must comply with the most stringent of the two regulations. Results of surveys are accessible with the public, and federal laws require that the most recent survey be posted in a public area. In addition to licensure surveys, they are subject to surveys conducted in response to complaint investigations. These result from calls to the state agency concerning care concerns and regulatory violations. These survey findings are also subject to public access and can impact the facility licensure. Long-term care has federally mandated documentation requirements that are different from other care settings. The Comprehensive Resident Assessment is the primary source for evaluating care outcomes. This refers to the resident assessment documents and the federally mandated Resident Assessment Instrument, RAI, process. The RAI has three main components. They are the Minimum Data Set, or MDS, Resident Assessment Protocols, or RAPs, and the utilization guidelines that are specified in the State Operations Manual, Transmittal Number 272. Each of these components flow into the next. The MDS is a set of screening, clinical, and functional status elements and are a standardized means of assessing all residents in Medicare and Medicaid facilities. The Resident Assessment Protocols, or RAPs, are a process for assessing social, medical, and psychological problems by reviewing the key components of the MDS. If a RAP is triggered, additional assessment is required. As we stated earlier, the long-term care facilities are highly regulated. They have a standard data set that is easily automated. In many other ways, the facility is similar to acute care, particularly as it relates to workflow, communication, and information flow. Long-term care facilities usually have lower budgets, but their decision-making demands are less. Their information systems, or EHR, can be simpler and more straightforward. Many times, long-term care facilities are part of a corporation, so the information systems may be planned and implemented from the corporate level. And these are a list of resources that were used to develop this presentation.